The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, and the Red River Valley's Patriotic Blowtorch, plus KTGO booming to the Bakken, 1090 on your radio dial. If you're in northwest North Dakota, 1460. If you're on the western edge, KLTC in Dickinson. Glad to have you back on the program. Another hour live from Tampa, Florida. I'm sorry we had to do it. Somebody had to be in Tampa to cover the quest for an eighth national title for the University of North Dakota. That's why we're here. UND tonight, 8:30, taking on the Denver Pioneers. There you go.
8:30 your time, yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah, 7:30.
We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock here in the Big Blowtorch on
550 is where you listen to it. If you're out and about and driving around, tune in 550 on your radio dial, and you will hear the one and only Tim Hennessy, legendary hockey broadcaster, call that game against the Pioneers. Do not miss it.
Sometimes you'll have to do a legacy game, and you take along with it.
I don't think they'd dare put
me on the air.
That
would be a legacy game then, wouldn't it?
The UND-sanctioned game, they're not going to let a guy that says Fighting Sioux around anymore.
Exhibition games then, you know, maybe not so. The actual league, you know, game.
Yeah. We're brought to you in part by B-Mobile today, home of the new Samsung S7 and S7 Edge, packed full of one-of-a-kind features. You can't live without this phone. This baby has water-resistant features, an enhanced camera for less blur, a low-light picture-taking. If you need more battery life, the Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge boast the biggest battery yet, complete with fast wireless charging. Pretty easy to use. The Galaxy S7, the phone for you, bmobile.com. Connect to communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Vince Webker is my co-host from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They sell the fastest, best-selling hot tub on the planet. That's the Hot Springs Spa. I have one in my backyard. What do we have back there? I always forget the model.
Vanguard.
It's a Vanguard.
That is correct.
Meaning it's not quite the Grande, the biggest, but it's big. It's plenty big.
I would say the Vanguard is the world's perfect hot tub.
It is. Yeah. It really is. And
I need to make a road trip, too.
I'd say it as well. And I'm telling you what, he told me again and again and again, believe me, you're gonna love this, and you're gonna just make it a routine. It's routine in our house now. I mean, we're in it 15, 20 minutes a night, and it's the best part of the day. Kids are in it. Everybody loves it. All winter long.
It's the best. It is the absolute best drug on the planet, hot water.
And in the sun. Exactly. Yeah, a legal drug.
Yes.
A drug that's good for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your only side effect? A smile.
Oh, man.
That's it.
I need one now, but it's hot out. It's hot and muggy. What about that in the summer? I mean, you turn the temp down a little bit, you still get nighttime?
You can, but the nice thing with North Dakota, it gets cool in the evening. So yeah. 9, 10 o'clock at night, it's, you know, it's very comfortable to sit in the hot tub. And you can't not do it in the summer. I mean, you got to use it 365 days a year. Why? Because it's every day made better. So to skip a day is like saying, I don't want today to be better.
So we asked all of our sponsors, Vince included, from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to name a player from a national championship team they'd like us to chat with. And the folks at Pro Rehab, home of exceptional therapy, specialized technology, and accelerated healing, said, do you think Ryan Bader would join us on the program? And we said, well, we can ask. By the way, you can find out more about them at prorehab.com. But, of course, he was an important part of that 2000 team. And lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Bader is on our NCAA Frozen Four hotline. Ryan, how the heck are you?
Good, good. Happy to be on. How are you guys?
Good to catch up with you. It's been a long darn time for crying out loud, but I tell you, it's been fun catching up with everybody today on the program. There, go ahead, Todd. We got to have a little stand up and cheer. We introduce all of our former Sioux with the name that tune, Ryan. What's this? What's the name of this tune? Can you hear? Go ahead, turn it up, Todd.
It's got to be a fight song, isn't it?
You ever heard that baby before? There it is. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
never heard enough of that song, that's for sure.
Did when you would come out the tunnel and that starts as you guys hit the ice, what emotion did you have?
It was just incredible. You know, you'd come out and you just get that rush of adrenaline. You'd come out skating through the cheerleaders and hear that noise, and then be Friday, Saturday night at home, either in the old Ralph or the new Ralph, and it was an experience that you'll never forget.
So walk us through the walk to the 2000 championship and the kind of the ups and downs of getting to that championship game, and then the big game itself. Pull out a couple of memories you remember about that quest.
Well, that year coming in, like, I know we had a lot of freshmen, and I don't think a lot of people were really expecting much from our team that year. We had lost some seniors the year before that were a big part of the program, and we came in and we just, you know, even everyone that moved up a class, kind of everyone seemed to click together. Brian Lumbum had a really big year for us, and obviously Jeff Panzer and Lee Gorin and Jason Ulmer. We had, you know, Peter Armbrust, who was our captain, and he was kind of like our fourth line centerman that would just go out and lead by example and be kind of the glue that, you know, held all of us together. He was a good guy in the room. He was just kind of one of those leaders that everyone looked up to. And, you know, throughout the season, we had some issues and some problems that came up, but everything that happened seemed to bring our team closer together. And then, as we got rolling into the playoffs, we came together, and then at that point, you know, we were rolling on all cylinders, and things were going really well for us, and it just all came together in Providence.
Providence, Rhode Island. It's funny how you just tie. I mean, 87, I was there in Detroit. You can remember, you know, the restaurants you were at and the way the arena looked. And, I mean, it's the same thing with Providence. I think of that little, you know, the stuff they did with the river downtown and the fire the day before, and it's just...
That's right.
You remember everything,
don't
you?
I remember going out for dinner, and Brian Lumbum, everyone ordered a steak, except for Brian Lumbum ordered a lobster, and the waitress came out and put a fancy little bib on him, and, you know, it was probably the first time a lot of us had seen a lobster, being from the Midwest.
Oh, I love it. That's such great memories. It sure is. What do you think about this current team? What do you, tell us what your thoughts are in tonight's matchup with Denver.
Well, I'm cheering for him. I got a good buddy on my team here over in Germany, Connor James, who played with Denver. So we got a little wager, and I've been following the team a little bit this year and seeing how they've kind of come together here at the end. You know, I know they had a rough stretch kind of in the middle of the season, but they seem to be playing good. I know they got a lot of a big size advantage on Denver. So, you know, they should be able to come out and play that aggressive style that we like to play, and definitely hoping for a victory.
Now, you're still playing, as you mentioned, in Germany right now. What's just give us a little overview of how things are in Europe. A lot of guys extend their careers, keep playing in Germany, which is great, really. They love hockey there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I've been over here for 6 years now, and it's been quite an experience. They really take care of you. They set you up with a nice apartment, a nice house, and you know, there are lots of guys. We still see them all over. The Ulmer boys are playing in Austria, and they were in Germany for a little while. And, you know, Lee Gorin was over here. Panzer was over here for a little while. So, you know, you don't go far without running into a North Dakota player, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, Ryan, if you had to pick one goal, that you think just, you know, you relive in your head over and over and over again as a Fighting Sioux, what would it be?
I remember the goal. It was a goal in Providence, actually, in a Boston College game. It was a 3-on-2, and we were coming into the zone, and I just did a little drop pass to Lee, and, you know, he just took a little wrist shot that just kind of went through the goalie's legs in the final game there in the third period that kind of clinched the game for us. And that was a play that I just remember. It was just a little backhand chip pass that I gave to him, and then he made a good shot. It's something that, you know, as you start thinking back at your time, that's something that just, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
No, oh, pretty amazing. Great catching up with you, and I know you'll be watching middle of the night probably, right?
She's on at 2:30 Germany time, but I got my sweater on already, and we're cheering for him, that's for sure.
Oh, I love it. Good to catch up with you, Ryan. Nice to hear your voice, and we'll talk soon. And thanks for chatting with us today. Appreciate it.
All right, anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, Ryan Beta, the University of North Dakota national championship team in 2000. I should have asked him about Dean Blaze. There's others to come because these guys loved Dean Blaze. They loved the man. And Dean isn't exactly always kind. You know what I'm saying? Vince, do you get that impression from Coach Blaze on the? He is a motivator, right?
Yes.
I mean, he is. You play well out of fear.
I would put him in the Bobby Knight category.
Exactly. He's a Bobby Knight hockey. He really is. But he's a big-hearted teddy bear. Really incredible. This is lots of fun. Our Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studios coming to you from Tampa, Florida today. And thank our fine sponsors that include First International Bank and Trust, helping dreams come true one customer at a time. Army's West Sports Bar in Dickinson will be watching the game tonight there. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Belarus Transport, the Valley's link to the nation since 1965. Keep on trucking. And Voller Insurance, more than 60 years of service. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minneapolis, the right coverage, the right price, every time.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest Tom Deutscher talking about the Run for Change, a special event started in memory of his son, pregnant daughter-in-law, and granddaughter who were killed by a drunk driver.
We really didn't want our son's family viewed as more than just victims of a drunk driver. We wanted them to be remembered for, you know, their accomplishments, the lives they touched, and the positive influence they had on society at such a young age. This is really a great event for the whole family. You get to spend some time together, you get some exercise, and you can pay tribute to those who are impacted by drinking and driving, much like us. So many people have the idea that it's normal and socially acceptable to drive home after a few drinks, and the reality is that a poor decision such as that may be their final decision, such as in our case.
Join us for the Run for Change, April 23rd in Bismarck, as we run together to change attitudes about drunk driving. To learn more, register, or sponsor the event, go to ndrun.org.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. Thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Swepker's here with me from the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studios, Tampa, Florida, countdown NCAA Frozen Four hockey. You know that fella you just met?
Yeah.
Is the champion, he is the coach of three national championship teams for UND hockey.
Yeah.
80, 82, 87. Three of the seven were his. Can you imagine?
No.
That is the one and only what? That's the question.
Well, that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
So if you know the answer to that, call us right now. He has three national championships he coached. Who are we talking about? You're only coached to coach three national championships at UND. If you know the answer to that, Cloverdale should come to mind. As in bacon, as in ham, as in sausage, yeah. And TNT's Diner in West Fargo, I have a $20 gift certificate for you. We said earlier, first caller from West Fargo, but we're not taking a lot of calls today because we have so many guests. So I'm, and if you're from West Fargo, all the better. But I'll give it to anybody. As one guy called and said, I drive through there all the time. I want to eat there. It sounds good. So it's yours on us if you can answer that question. First one to do it, you win. 800-228-0550. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 800-228-0550. You can also call 855-200-1776. Always leave a message by pressing 1 on that line and 2 to chat with us live when we are on the air. Who coached three national championship teams for the UND hockey team? Giving you a lot of clues. First caller, what's your name?
Jeff. Gino Jack Gasparini.
Gino Gasparini, you're exactly right. Yes, where are you, Jack?
I am on the way to Bismarck.
On the way to Bismarck. Great, where do you live?
Fargo.
In Fargo, well, there you go. You're not far from TNT's Diner. So lunch, breakfast, you decide on us from TNT's Diner and Cloverdale. Big Flavor Hotline winner today, okay?
Okay, thanks.
We just had all 60 lines drop off in total disappointment, or I should say 59, because... Jack, are you driving like through a hurricane or something? Or what's is something about the weather I should know? Or
hey, the weather is really crappy. We have the wind pretty bad, but I had my window open. But, yeah, Gino Gasparini was he still the head of the USHL, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a consultant now. He's a consultant, I believe, for them. He's not actually the commissioner anymore, but he did that for a lot of years and really expanded the USHL hockey big time. I don't know
he
what
was
he's
on the charter plane, wasn't he? With
he was, yeah. Class act by Coach Barry to bring Gino and Tutti Gasparini along with the team and have them be part of the whole weekend. I think secretly it's selfish of Brad actually because he wants Gino's mojo to rub off on him. He's hoping for three national championships. You know what I mean? But that was a nice thing to do. It really was. Appreciate it very much. Hang on a sec. Todd will get your or Manny will get your address and we'll take care of you there. Brian Hale call yet? Are we get a hold of Ryan? You're still trying, I think, right? Okay, we left him a message. Ryan Hale is next on our Big Flavor Hotline. Vince, is the nerves coming down a little bit? Are you better?
Or? Oh, Gino helped. Yeah, I feel a lot better with him showing up. I got the vibe now.
Did you ask him anything about the tonight or anything?
No, he
didn't tell us he thought it was a bad idea to have the team staying together.
Yeah, he talked about in Detroit when they had the four teams staying at the same hotel. Didn't he pull his team out and went to a different hotel?
Yeah, he's just not doing that. I think it was 79-80 team.
Yeah.
They went there somewhere. It was all four teams at the same hotel. He said, no way. And they found a hotel and went elsewhere. Smart move. Honestly, this is ridiculous. Do you think Villanova and North Carolina stay at the same team?
Well, first
same
of all,
place?
They're not hockey players that have played each other five times. I mean, you see the players walking around here. They're intense on both sides of the aisle, and I mean, one wrong move, I could see it. I could see it go time early.
You know, and I guarantee you, the coaches have said, "Hey, don't even, you know, walk on a different side of the hall." But you know, and they don't hate each other, right? They, you know, but it's just dumb. High schools would be smarter to do this than a championship.
Well, you can definitely see the intensity on everybody's face, and you can cut it with a knife.
You can. You definitely can. No doubt about it. 800-228-0550 is our toll free telephone line, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you have a question, comment, good time to get it in right now. And a big political decision today. Everything I see so far is pretty positive about this decision. I see that Rob Port is questioning some things that I got to read this letter, but if I understand it correctly, they found a letter that Brent Sanford wrote about criticizing the criticism that had come from the Burgum camp about spending. And saying, don't forget, infrastructure is important. Well, you know, unless Doug Burgum was running around saying, don't spend any money in Watford City, I don't think you could say that his criticism of spending is about that. But this is stuff I just, you know, whatever, that's going to happen. But I don't think there's 10 voters out there going, oh, really? There was a letter? Oh, he donated to somebody? It is, first of all, the record is of Doug Burgum's. I mean, that's like any president, vice president, governor, lieutenant governor. His plans, they lay out. What are you going to do? And I think Doug Burgum needs to answer that question about, okay, what is the bad spending? What wouldn't you do? You know what I mean? I do. No question about it. But anyway, 99% of what I'm seeing is incredibly positive about this decision. So that's great. Fantastic. We found Ryan Beta. No, we talked to Ryan Bader already, you mean. Oh, Ryan Hale. Yes, yes, we were waiting for Ryan Hale, and we found him. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ryan Hale, on our NCAA Frozen Four Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, good, Scott. How are you doing?
Fantastic. We're having a great time talking to lots of former Sioux, yourself included, and really counting down to the big game in Denver. Are you nervous at all about tonight's game?
Yeah, sounds good. No, I'm not nervous at all. I just heard you talk to Ryan Beta. I haven't talked to him for a while, but excited to watch tonight, and I think we're going to do well.
Yeah, no kidding. Fantastic. What's your best memory of that run?
Hard to pick one, but obviously it was the championship game and beating BC, and it's hard to believe it was so long ago, but just the fact that we were able to get it done and, realizing after the fact that it's so hard to do and hasn't been done since. So, you know, it really makes it feel like a special deal that we were able to get it done that year. And it was awesome to see it all come together.
You had the dynamic of obviously having a brother play for the team as well. And refresh my memory, did you guys play together 1 year?
He came in my second year, and we actually played together for 3 years.
I should have better memory than that by now.
So, yeah, I was not playing the second year because I had an injury, but he was there for 3 years while I was there.
And, what a neat dynamic that is. Right? So you're not only playing for the University of North Dakota, you're doing it with your brother.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I mean, there's obviously been a lot of brothers combinations that have gone through there, but to do that was pretty cool. You know, we played against each other in juniors, and then I went to UND, and he came the year after, and pretty special to be able to play with your brother for, well, like I said, 3 years.
Hang tight, Ryan. We want to find out what you're up to these days. A little bit more. You're, of course, one of those guys that has remained around North Dakota, which I think is really, really cool. Chat with more of our guests from the Frozen Four. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live In infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Last time the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux won a national championship was 2000. Ryan Hale from that team is chatting with us here. We're going to chat with 1997 champion Matt Henderson as well in a little bit, so stay tuned for that. We're having fun, folks. Today in Tampa, Florida, and tomorrow in Tampa, Florida, counting down to the NCAA Frozen Four, brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Soon in an all-new location in Bismarck. I can hardly wait. And it'll be this month, we're thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has to be.
It'll be fantastic. And also, Icon Architects, community-inspired, value-driven, client-focused. Love the work they do. Thunder Seed, first in the field. Ike Bailey, top 25 CPA firm in the nation. Midco Sports Network, the official TV broadcaster of UND Hockey. Valor Insurance, helping you manage your risk, leaving you more time to build your business. Find out more online at Valor.com. Valor.com. Did you see those two youngsters just walk by?
Yep.
One of them is named Bauer Berry, and I knew him when he was a baby. The other one was named Dylan Jackson. Their fathers are Brad Berry and Dane Jackson. And aren't they just adorable? Two guys, you know, 12, 13 years old, just tooling around, having a great time, act like they own the hotel.
They kind of do.
They really do.
They do.
Yeah, they ought to. Yeah, exactly right. Back with more with Ryan Hale. Ryan, part of the last national championship team for the University of North Dakota. I said earlier I wanted to ask one of the guys from the 2000 team about your coach, Dean Blaze. What would you tell listeners about Coach Blaze, Ryan?
Oh, he was intense. I would say that describes him in one word, but he got the most out of the players. Didn't overcomplicate things and just found a way to get the absolute best out of what he had in the team. And you were expected to come and perform every day, and if you didn't, you probably weren't going to play. And it was just, you know, intense, and I guess that's the best way to describe it in one word.
You know, I don't know that people ever have a sense of just how much of a bond there is between teams, you know. And we talked a lot about that today. Ask guys, hey, what's your favorite moment? A lot of guys say, you know, the guys, right? The locker room, you know. What goes on in the locker room that has guys remember that more than anything? Because, you know, the general public doesn't go into the locker room. They don't have any idea. They just seem to go in there, you know, get your gear on and play a game. What is it about the locker room? Is it like a family room at home?
Yeah, I mean, you come in as a, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old, and, you know, these are going to be your best friends for the next 4 years, and you form a bond. And the really special part about, you know, playing for the University of North Dakota is that it's not only the guys that you played with while you were there, but it's really the whole family. And, you know, we've had reunions with our class, and then we've had reunions with classes from, you know, across the years. And as soon as you become a part of that family, you're part of that family for life. And that's a really special bond that I'm not sure a lot of other schools really have. So it's just, once you're part of that family, you always will be.
And, you know, I had the great honor not only of knowing Ryan and his brother David, but also their mother, Jennifer, who passed away 2001 after a cancer battle. But a sweet woman, neat lady, and it was, you know, that's the thing. You know, you really, it isn't just the players, it's the parents that come in and getting to know them and then having lifelong friends. And I treasure that friendship with your mom, rest her soul. And you guys as well, Ryan. So all the best to you. I know, Vince, you wanted to ask about, you're asking about X's and O's, and you should be. I want to reminisce, and you're talking about tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Are we going to win this or not? So what's your question for Ryan about tonight?
Well, again, I mean, going back to looking at Denver, this is what's going in my head over and over. This is the sixth time we'll play them in this campaign this year. Does that favor anybody?
You know, it's hard to say, but at this time of the year, I think all bets are out. It's, you know, we know the team, they know us. I think you got to go in and put your best foot forward, and the coaches are going to have the guys prepared. You know, there's not an X's and O's thing that you can really put forward. I think, you know, obviously the top lines are going to go against each other, and if Michigan was any indication, I think we're going to do very well. So we come out and play like we did last. You know, in the regional tournament, I think it's going to be a good showing for UND tonight.
By the way, he joined us. The reason he was a little late today was in surgery because he's in the medical device field and doing great things. So no worries on being late. You just go ahead and keep saving lives there, Ryan, okay?
I don't know if you can call it that, but I appreciate it. I apologize for being late.
No, that's all right. Those are some good products. I appreciate what you do. Good talking to you. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
Live from the Frozen Four, NCAA, and another former Sioux right behind him. We're going to go back to 97 now. Never forget it. The one and only Matt Henderson. There it is. Yes, exactly right. Todd is properly welcoming the one and only number 22, Matt Henderson, to the program.
Is that the way you used to do it?
I don't know. Ask Matt. I don't know. How did I do it now?
Something like that. I think you had a little more enthusiasm, Pedal.
Well, you know, it's early in the morning, and it's not game time yet. I'll juice it up by tonight.
It's getting older, and yeah, we know.
How about this? I can't remember what I said to start with it. Did I say, here's your University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux scoring!
There you go. That's better.
Scoring his 30th goal of the season, number 22, Matt Henderson!
Yeah, something like that.
Was that better?
Yeah, that was better. There you go.
I'm a 51-year-old fossil right now. I can't do it as well as I used to. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Well, good to catch up with you, and we've asked our spine sponsors, who do you want us to talk to from national championship teams? And they all picked some great names out there, and yourself included on the list to say the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Said, you know what? How about Matt Henderson? So we've been having a lot of fun. A lot of good memories out there. What is your best memory from 97?
Wow, that was a while ago. No, that was obviously a great time in my life, and you know, that team was, I mean, we were a bunch of ham and eggers. I mean, we didn't, that year Michigan was a powerhouse, and you know, we kind of were the plumbers of that tournament, and we're just like, all right, who's next? And it was a bunch of hard workers and not a lot of stars, but that can be dangerous. You know, effort can beat talent on any day. So, again, it was a great time and I have great memories of 97.
Yeah, gosh, it's so many memories. I asked Ryan for one word to describe Dean Blaze. What would your word be?
One word. He was a motivator. I mean, he didn't really do a lot of X's and O's, and he's like, we're gonna all work these guys, and And that's what we did. I mean, that was perfect for our team because we, like I said, we didn't have a lot of stars that, you know, Blaker was probably our only real star on the team. And you know, we won because we worked hard and wanted it more than other teams. So I would say, to answer your question, I'd say Blazer was a motivator.
And a darn good one, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you folks may remember from White Bear Lake, Minnesota, that one of the, you know, at that, you know, those times, Minnesota kids played in Minnesota, right? Or one of the Minnesota schools. And you and Pete Armbrust and some other guys started coming from Minnesota. That sort of raised a few eyebrows, didn't it? I mean, you had to be careful there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was not the norm. I walked on up there and, you know, in the summertime, I lived with two Gopher hockey players, which when I told the boys in the dressing room that they're kind of scratching their head going, what? You live with a couple of rodents during the summer? And I said, yeah. I said, you know, once you have a beer with them, you'll understand why. But yeah, it was kind of an eyebrow raiser when I did go up there and everybody was, you know, around here is like, well, why are you going up there? And ultimately it was the best move of my life. It was the best 4 years I've ever had. So it was, you know, when I came in, we were in last place, I think, 94. And 2 years later, 3 years later, we're winning the national championship. It was a kind of a storybook ending. So,
Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is with me here. Vince, any questions about the matchup with Denver for Mr. Henderson here?
Players are walking around here, Matt. What kind is going through their mind today as, you know, you're waiting 8 hours until puck drops tonight? What are they kind of thinking and going through?
Yeah, you gotta keep yourself calm. It's for sure. I remember, you know, you didn't sleep real well the night before and you gotta just try to take yourself and calm yourself down because you're gonna be amped and ready to go once that puck drops, but you got to harness that until you get there. You know, there's no sense in pounding your head off the wall before it's time. So, you definitely got to just try and relax and keep calm and drink your water, make sure you're hydrated and you just do the normal stuff you do on game day. It's easy to say it's just another game, but you got to treat it like it is, and then, you know, once the puck does drop, you know, then you can kind of release.
What are you doing now? Tell us what you're up to these days.
Well, I actually just jumped on. I was listening to Ryan. We actually worked. I worked 10 years for the same company he did. Now I just recently took a new gig. Oddly enough, I'm selling fake teeth now.
Fake
kind
teeth.
Of fitting.
Well, it is, because you lost one, as I recall, along the way.
I've had a few little incidents, but, I just actually took a new job with Zimmer Biomet selling dental implants. So I'm about a month in, so I'm still pretty green. But I worked with Ryan for, I don't know, probably 8 years. So I'd see him and Spiewak quite often. At our national sales meetings and things like that. So,
interesting. Matt, all the best to you. You watching tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
It's going to be a fun one. Cheer loud. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, Heddle. And go Sioux.
Go Sioux. There you go. 97 national champion, Matt Henderson. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans along with locally financing and servicing your loan too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit gatecitybank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 events to talk a little bit about stress. A lot of it out there in our lives every single day. How do I get rid of it?
Well, in our ever-changing Western world, pressure, stress, that fire alarm has become the standard. It's the normal. And it's your body basically has accepted it, and it's in the fight-or-flight mode. And what's happening there, your body shut down. Your cells are shut down, trapping bad stuff in, keeping good stuff out. Matter of fact, it's not the root of 90% of all illness. And really, you only have two options. One is to reboot. The other is to crash. Your body's keeping score, whether you know it or not. And you know what I'm talking about with crash. Well, how do you reboot? Sit in hot water 20 minutes a day. It brings your body back to its ideal state, and your cells open up, your circulation increases, bad stuff out, good stuff in, your whole body comes alive. So that's really your only option to deal with the Western world we live in and the stress, which is killing you slower or faster than you know.
So get in and buy the best, Hot Springs Spas. Why is Hot Springs the best?
Well, because we're about, we want you to use it, the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. We simply do the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more. And if everything I just said is true, and it is, we want you in that water.
Find one today at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, fargohotspring.com to find out more. They're on South Washington Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and next to Spitfire in West Fargo.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hours to ice time for the UND. Fighting Hawks now, but I just said not a word I can say. Fighting Sioux forever, as far as I'm concerned. And we're talking to former Fighting Sioux today,
right?
Who are all former Fighting Sioux. And by the way, I just got a text from somebody that said that they're on a plane on their way here. It said it's full of all kinds of old Sioux logo jerseys. And this person happens to be a legislator. I'm not going to name him, but he said, I'm going to introduce a bill to make it illegal next session. The Bison don't have this problem. Yeah. See, he's probably a Bison fan, too, probably. Vince, you don't have a good look on your face.
Oh.
Yeah. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 Studios coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. And Ben Squepker, my co-host today and tomorrow. Looking forward to this. And our final guest today is from the 1987 National Championship team, the goaltender on that team that went on to an incredible NHL career, the one and only Ed Belfour. Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Yeah, how's things? What are you up to these days?
My son and daughter and I recently have just started a distillery. So we're in the booze business.
The booze business. Are you still fixing a lot of cars in your spare time?
We do a little bit of that, but our main focus has been on Belfour Spirits. So it takes up most of our time, and we're trying to get ready here over the next 6 months.
That's fantastic. Are we going to be able to go online and purchase Belfour Spirits?
I don't know if you'll be able to go online, but we definitely want to have it in North Dakota.
Well, there you go.
That's definitely an area we want to have it, and back home in Manitoba and different areas where I played throughout my career.
That's a good idea. Where are you living these days? Still in Texas?
I'm just outside of Dallas, Texas, yes.
Fantastic. So do you think like the 1987 team was the all-time greatest ever Fighting Sioux team?
Well, I would definitely rank it up there, that's for sure. You know, they call their team the Dream Team, so, you know, mighty proud of that.
You better say that, Eddie.
That's well, right.
what voice was that, Vince? Did you hear that?
I did.
Did you recognize that voice, Eddie?
That sounds like Gino.
I got pulled in here, Eddie, when they told me they were going to have you on. So he says, you get back here so he can jump in here when Eddie's talking. Just to make sure you're telling the truth. How are you, Eddie?
I'm doing great, Gino. Glad to hear your voice.
Glad to hear your voice and glad to hear you're on. You got another new project going in your life, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Belfour Spirits.
Yeah.
You're always into something, I'll tell you. I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it's not wine, is it?
No, it's going to be vodka, bourbon, and probably some rum and stuff like that, but mainly vodka and whiskey, bourbon whiskey.
Oh, that's good to hear. I hope it goes well.
I'm thinking. Given all the fans out there for Eddie, that in North Dakota, you better watch out if you sell a brand of anything else other than Belfour Spirits.
Right? I would think so.
Yeah.
You get it up there. I'll represent you, Eddie.
All right. Well, good to hear. Thank you.
So, Gino, we got to ask you about Eddie. What kind of a goaltender was Belfour?
Well, I can tell you this. He's the one that backstopped us in 87 and got us there. And so he had a wonderful, wonderful career. Not only at North Dakota, although it was abbreviated, but he certainly went on and had a great pro career.
Would you have liked him a couple more years?
I tried to get him the year before, and I think we would have been there knocking on the door the year before. But Eddie, he's a man of his word, and he gave his word to stay in Winkler, and that's what he did.
And then, of course, Chicago came knocking. What do you remember that time, Eddie, when you had to make that decision, like a lot of guys on this team will have to make, about do I stay or do I go?
Well, that's always a tough decision, especially after winning the NCAA tournament in the fashion that we did that year, 40 wins and 8 losses. You know, like I said earlier, you know, the dream team, and, you know, it was just an unbelievable season and an unbelievable time for all of us. And, you know, for me, I was a 21-year-old freshman. So being a little bit older and having the opportunity to move to a team that I had dreamed of playing ever since I was a little kid, you know, the Chicago Blackhawks was my favorite team. And at that time, you know, a lot of people probably don't know this, but our whole coaching staff almost ended up in Chicago, and that was one of the big reasons why I was going to go there too, was I knew that Gino and the guys were speaking with the Blackhawks, and there was a good chance that, you know, they were going to be my coaching staff the next year. So, like I said, a lot of people don't know about that, but that was also one of the big reasons why I wanted to go there.
That's amazing.
That's an interesting story.
And a true one, right?
Yes, it is. It is true, because at that time, as Eddie said, Chicago and I were talking at that time, so... Unfortunately, it didn't come to fruition for me, but it certainly came to fruition for Eddie, and it was a good choice on his part.
Frank Burggraf just texted me that he has a dispute with Eddie saying 87 was best. He says 80 and 82 would kick their butt. And he actually used a three-letter word, not a four-letter word. I cleaned it up for the radio, but...
Well, I can only attest to the fact that that 87 team, the one that Eddie played on, holds records that I don't think will ever be broken. And with a number of games, a number of wins, and everything else.
So amazing. Amazing. Gino, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Eddie, good luck to you, and keep in touch.
Eddie, thanks a bunch.
You bet. Thanks for having me, and go Sue. Go Fighting Sue.
See you, Eddie.
Well said. Exactly right.
Love you guys.
You too, Eddie. Take care. 87 national champion, Eddie Belfort. Three-time Fighting Sioux national champion, Gino Gasparini, on What's On Your Mind. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.